Canadian EV market becoming more appealing to Chinese automakers. The Canadian automotive industry is witnessing a significant shift as Chinese automakers begin to enter the market. This development has sparked interest among S, who believe that Canada's unique circumstances make it an attractive location for these companies to establish themselves. In recent months, discussions about electric vehicles in Canada have been characterized by a mix of optimism and hesitation. The federal government's ambitious electrification targets, battery plant announcements, and expanding charging infrastructure have contributed to this sentiment. However, the arrival of Chinese automakers into the Canadian market may ultimately prove more compatible with their vehicle strategies than the United States. This seems counterintuitive at first glance, but it highlights the complexity of Canada's automotive landscape. The Canadian government's imposition of tariffs on Chinese goods in 2024 has not hindered the entry of these companies. In fact, it may have created an opportunity for them to establish themselves in a market that remains overwhelmingly dominated by internal combustion engine vehicles. According to Statistics Canada, fossil fuel-powered light-duty vehicles still account for 92.1% of registered vehicles in Canada as of 2024. This underscores the country's reliance on hydrocarbon-based transportation infrastructure. Despite this, Canada is making strides toward electrification in ways that differ meaningfully from the United States. The distinction begins with electricity itself, which is generated more cleanly in Canada than in the US. The Canadian power system is dominated by renewable sources, with roughly two-thirds of electricity generation coming from hydroelectric power. This is a significant advantage for electric vehicle manufacturers, who can tap into this cleaner grid to reduce their environmental impact. Furthermore, Canada's favorable EV policies and expanding charging infrastructure are creating an attractive environment for Chinese automakers to establish themselves in the market. The entry of these companies into the Canadian market is not without its challenges. However, they may ultimately prove more compatible with the East's vehicle strategies than the US, highlighting the complexity of Canada's automotive landscape. As the Canadian EV market continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how these Chinese automakers navigate the country's unique circumstances and establish themselves as major players in the industry.